All right, Keith Cowan, a look ahead at another busy and important weekend in the League of Ireland Premier Division. Games on Friday night, and then on Saturday night, a North West derby to look forward to. Derry City going to Sligo Rovers, two teams in different form to a fair degree. Derry City have won 3 on the bounce. Sligo Rovers have lost their last 6 games in all competitions, so they really could do with a good result in this one.
Massive contrast there, I suppose, Jim, in terms of how both teams are going. As you mentioned there, like, Sligo really struggling. Lost the last 6 games, I think 3rd of July, to go back as far as to get their last one. You know, and that was against bottom side Longford. So, you know, a side that had been showing so much promise, you know, at the beginning of the season, you know, they really picked up, started so well. And, you know, they'll be, I suppose, that they were maybe thinking that the derby game against Harps 2 weeks ago would have been, you know, that place to bounce back. You know, we saw that Harps dealt with them really well and, you know, played really well in the game and very much deserved their win. They're still in third position. They're still in a good spot in the league. They have, you know, obviously Derry, we talk about Derry now going really well. Jimmy McGonigal coming in for them, you know, this new signing from Crusaders, hit the ground running, 2 goals already, you know, the winner last week against Dundalk. So Derry very much in a good place going into this. Sligo will be looking for this one, you know, another opportunity with the derby to maybe try and pick up some points and get their season back on track.
Yeah, and Derry have already won at this venue, haven't they? That was Rory Higgins' first game in charge, or around the start of his introduction to management at the Brandywell. That was a good result, and it almost kick-started Derry's season.
Very much. I think at the time we were kind of surprised by that, because Sligo had been going so well, and the last time Derry went down there, you know, nobody really gave them much hope. But, you know, it's just showing what he's brought to that Derry squad. You know, he's galvanised them. You know, they all seem that they're in together. You know, a young enough squad, but then, you know, some... you got the experience of Lafferty as well there, who's been chipping in with a few goals the last few weeks. So now they seem to have a real good mix there at the minute, and once Patching left, went back to Dundalk, we were kind of thinking, you know, where are these goals going to come from? But as I mentioned, Jim McGonigal coming in there, you know, we talk about Roland Boyce, you know, we mentioned him quite a lot because of the great form that he's showing. You know, he's on 5 and 6 goals. You talk about Dan Lafferty there on 4 or 5 goals. So, you know, they're chipping at the back, but now obviously with McGonigal there, you know, they'll be looking to him with the departure of Parkhouse to Ballymena. You know, he'll be their main man going forward.
And okay, Derry have played a couple of games more than the sides above them, certainly Bowes and Sligo Rovers anyway, Keith, but I mean, all of a sudden they find themselves right up there, and if they keep going the way they are, you know, they've got to be challenging for a European place.
Yeah, you know, Derry find themselves in fifth spot at the moment, and you know, all the talk about you know, the players that might be coming in, you know, a couple of the Dundalk lads, there was talk of Mickey Duffy maybe signing next year. There was talk of Patrick McElhaney is committed his future there next year. So that has almost lifted the whole squad that maybe, you know, my position mightn't be guaranteed for next year. So it definitely has took them to another level, and they have to be looking up. You know, they see, yes, Sligo have 2 games in hand of them because of their European stuff. But no, I think... Derry at the minute are in a great place, and they'll only be looking up to maybe try and clinch one of those European spots.
Okay, well, Dundalk play Drogheda in a County Louth local derby, and Waterford hosting Longford Town. So those two games are on Friday night, Keith, and both matches will have an impact as far as Harps fans are concerned. They'll be looking out for those results with big interest.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, if we speak about the derby first day, you have Dundalk and Drogheda. You know, Dundalk beaten last time out by Derry, and, you know, Drogheda again, we spoke about Sligo, who had made a real positive start, so had Drogheda. They find themselves in 6th position now, but they haven't won in 6, you know, so really, really struggling to find a bit of form. You know, had shown great, I think since Tim Clancy got his new contract there, you know, they put the faith in the manager and things just, you know, haven't been going right since then. But Dundalk, massive for them. You know, they'll, with their maybe distraction or the welcome distraction of European football for them, that's gone now. So they'll be looking very much to try and, you know, get back into Europe. The news of a new signing for them, a Moroccan lad, Sami Ben Amar, who's come in, Moroccan international, played in France in the second division there with Nîmes. So he's apparently the one of the new signings for them. They're obviously still putting some money in there. You know, they're not thinking that there's talk that the whole Dundalk program or whatever, or the Dundalk plan is kind of, you know, falling by the wayside, and we see a lot of big players moving on. But look, if there's still, you know, an investment there, and there's talk of maybe next year's manager, you know, is Vinnie Perth going to be there? But they have two games in hand as well, or sorry, a couple of games in hand because of the European stuff, and they'll be looking to get back on track with a big derby one against Drogheda.
Yeah, and Waterford then hosting Longford Town. Keith, the funny thing is, Waterford, okay, they lost last weekend, but they are, aside from Shamrock Rovers, the form team in the Premier Division, 4 wins out of 5 in their last five games. That's good going.
That's big going, you know. And then if you want to throw the cup in that there, you know, that's 5 from 6 as well. So, you know, they have been going really well since Burcham came in. We spoke about, you know, the amount of players that he's brought in. They went to Pats last week, unlucky, you know, tough place to go, obviously in Shakur. Just losing out 2-1 to, you know, an in-form Pats team as well, you know, going second in the league. Unfortunately for Longford, you know, we're looking like their race is run. They're 14 points behind. If Waterford come out on top this weekend, you could pretty much say that they're guaranteed relegation for this year. But, you know, that's one that, you know, Harps will be looking over their shoulder at that one, hoping maybe Longford can try and maybe nick a point or something just to keep that couple of points between themselves and Waterford.
When we last spoke, Keith, Harps were badly in need of a good result. Since then, they've won away to Sligo Rovers and recorded a big win at Longford Town. Two very important results. All of a sudden, they're back on the right road.
It's funny, you know, what the difference 2 weeks can make. You know, they were looking over their shoulder massively, or I think maybe looking above at Waterford there for a time before that Sligo game, as Waterford had went and beat, you know, had a massive result against Bohemians 2 weeks ago. With those back-to-back wins, they find themselves a couple of points ahead, and, you know, that can be huge within the squad. Suddenly everybody's got a spring in their step, suddenly everybody can't wait to get the training, suddenly, you know, there's massive optimism going into games. It was a huge result last week down in Longford, one that they really needed to get, and, you know, it was good to see, you know, three different names on the score sheet. You know, goals within the side is going to bring more confidence as well. So yeah, within a few things, you know, those back-to-back wins, absolutely massive for Harps.
Yeah, but on Friday night, St Pat's come to town, Keith, and they are always a difficult opponent for Harps. They've beaten Harps comfortably this season. They've won in Ballybuffet as well, and they will go into this one as firm favourites, even though Harps seem to be, you know, turning things around.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, it's kind of like the Pats game is always a difficult game, no matter home or away. You know, we know the type of players that they have. You know, you have Forrester, you have Benson. You know, you go through the side, they've got league winners, they've got, you know, some of the best young players in the country and within the squad. They'll be looking to come to Ballybuffet, and, you know, it'll be another, they'll be marking it down as 3 points, and it'll be a move on. But, you know, we see Harps how they have played in the last few weeks. You know, they've shown real confidence, you know, especially if things haven't went well in the first half, second half, especially it was a couple of weeks back down in Dundalk. They played Dundalk off the park in the second half. Dundalk were stuck in their own half, couldn't get out. So, you know, the ability's there with the squad. The players are good enough. The injection of the new lads coming in, Musto and Hawkins, you know, they've done really well. Musto contributed to a goal last week as well. So, you know, I think there'll be confidence within the squad. You know, we seen Ryan Rooney come in last week and, you know, scoring a great goal as well. So hopefully he'll get more minutes. To talk within the squad is that, you know, he's a great player. He's some of the, you know, they rate him really highly. Hopefully we'll see a lot more of him. So, you know, we've seen Sean Boyd coming in last week and getting a goal, and he scored in the cup game against Fairview a few weeks back as well. So hopefully those lads can kick on now, and, you know, there'll be a quiet confidence within the Harps changing room, you know, especially with those back-to-back results. And I think, you know, they'll be looking at this game as, you know what, if we're right, if we don't make any mistakes, because I think they have been architects of their own downfall, some of the goals that they have conceded. But with Webster coming back in there after his injuries, and Siddiqui, you know, doing really well, so, you know, I think they'll be okay if they're right and if they're ready to go for Saturday night.
Yeah, and haven't conceded goals either in those last two games, Keith, which is also a big plus, you know. And you know, goal difference come the end of the season, okay, there's a fair while to go yet, but they're in a better position than Waterford and Longford below them in terms of their goal scoring average. So that's another plus point.
Definitely, you know, and clean sheets, you know, especially for defence and for keepers, you know, will bring confidence. We looked at the Sligo game 2 weeks ago. You know, the save from Mark Anthony McGinley was a brilliant save. I think you're talking about save of the season. You know, totally instinctive, threw himself where the ball could have went. You know, you've seen the Sligo players with their arms in the air, they thought it was in the back of the net, as did we all, and he's touched it around the post. So, no, absolutely massive for him, I suppose, in contrast of him being down there at the start of the season. It was him that contributed to the 1-0 defeat with you know, getting caught on the ball and the goal being scored because of that. So no, I think all those factors, you know, scoring goals, keeping clean sheets, you know, confidence will be high. And I suppose if there's any time to try and kick on, your target has to be the team above you. So if they can focus on that, they're now Dundalk. You know, we know they have games in hand, but they have to be looking at it, you know, as a realistic target that's, you know, seventh or maybe sixth even, you know, is attainable by the end of the season.
And Friday night's game is also going to be one of these trial fixtures, Keith, where more supporters are going to be allowed into the ground. So Harps will have the advantage of a big home support again on Friday night. So you just never know.
Absolutely, you know, they, you know, having Finn Park, you know, with the home support there, and you know, not being able to get to these games, it's an absolutely huge contribution to what could be a really positive night for Harps. But if the fans are going, we have to encourage them. You have to be loud. You have to try and become a part of the game and try and make it difficult for the travelling squad. You know, like, there's nothing better sometimes than the roar, like at Finn Park when a goal goes in or when something happens, or you know, so it'll be great for the players to, you know, to have that there and to have, you know, a few more people at the game cheering them on. So hopefully it'll could be the deciding factor.
Right, okay. And we wish Shamrock Rovers well, of course, as well in Europe. They're continuing to fly the flag for the League of Ireland. They play Flora Tallinn in the Europa League. So good luck to them. Just finally, Keith, the Irish League season is fast approaching. You guys kick off in a couple of weeks' time. Pre-season friendlies, I'm sure, are keeping you busy, and news of a managerial departure as well, with Sean Connor leaving Institute this week.
Yeah, we heard that one just last night there. I think you know, Institute have a disappointing start to the season so far, you know, sitting bottom of the table. So, you know, we see that in leagues throughout the world, you know, when things don't start too well, and you know, is the manager given time, or did the board push the panic button on this occasion? Things haven't seemed to be working out. I think came from a meeting last night that he's had with the board that there wasn't a future there for him. You know, it's a very young squad there that they have in place. You know, I suppose have just coming down from the Premier League and the Irish League. So two seasons ago, they'd have been looking to bounce straight back up and would have been people's favourites in the conversation to maybe make that move back up. With the start, it hasn't materialised. But, you know, it's an opportunity for somebody else to come in and, you know, stake their claim. And, you know, if there's any young managers in the area that, you know, would maybe jump at the chance to take that job, it'll be a difficult one for them. So with the start they've had, but you know, they've got a good squad in there, and there's a couple of local lads playing in there as well. So the best luck to them.
Yeah, and Dungannon preparing away for the start of the kickoff to the new campaign, Keith.
Yeah, you know, we've had a couple of pre-season friendlies so far. You know, we've played a few championship sides and lower league sides. You know, we've been, we're a young side ourselves, apart from myself, but, you know, the lads have been doing really well. You know, we scored a couple of goals in those fixtures. We played Cliftonville last night, which was a step up for us in terms of the quality sides that we have been playing. You know, Cliftonville were very good. They beat us 1-0 on the night, but, you know, it was a great workout for the boys and lads getting, you know, minutes under the belt, and, you know, a lot of good stuff in there for us. So we have Linfield now on Saturday in another friendly, which sets us up for the start of the league season, Saturday week, home to Glentoran.
I'm raring to go.
I'm looking forward to it.
Good stuff. All right. Keith, thanks a million.